In a world where action films are dumped in theaters and TV, dead on arrival.
I can't go on living this lie!
You need a hero.
Last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye.
You need a helper.
Hello, hello, nothing to see here.
You need a healer.
That is affirmative.
You need...
We're on the air.
Professor Rick's Action Film Autopsy.
Anyway, hi, David.
How's everybody doing? Thank you for being here.
There you go. Good night, everyone. I'm Rick Myers. Who cares? It's David Yost. And also, when you have a panel like this with a gentleman like this, I want this to be whatever you want it to be. In other words, if anybody has any immediate questions or concerns or wants this to do something, please tell me now. Does anybody have anything specific they need to ask David right away, or should we just go ahead? It looks like we should just go ahead. Okay, fine. Just want to make sure you guys were covered.
I feel like we're like at a city council meeting.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you need to address city issues, you're welcome to come to the podium.
Yes.
So is that where they go if they want to ask me a question?
I hear you just got signed in the sequel to Parks and Rec.
I wish. That was a great show.
Yes, it was. So tell us, David, how did you get here?
Well, I flew from Los Angeles yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really what you want to know?
Well, yes, but in a more esoteric way, in that, yes, you're here at this convention because everybody here knows who you are.
Okay.
And they've followed your fame. But how did you get to that level? I know you from seeing you on television and in movies.
Well, I think like most people that moved to Los Angeles, a lot of people, I always had a dream as a child since I was 7 years old to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always did plays all through school and into college. And then I just really had it in my heart. I really felt like this is what I'm supposed to do. So I packed everything I could into my car and I moved to Los Angeles and got a little apartment and had no furniture, slept on the floor. And I did that, but I saw an open casting call in an industry trade called Backstage.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking for 5 so-called teenagers. You had to be over 18.
How old were you at that time?
I was 22, I believe. 22, yeah.
Yeah, still pretty young.
Yeah, still young. So I moved to L.A. and saw that, and I went to an audition. I originally auditioned for the role of Victor, which went on to become Jason the Red Ranger. But I had 3 auditions for that role and realized I was not going to get that role. So I begged the casting directors and the producers to let me read for the role of Billy, and they said, no, thank you.
Mm.
And you don't fit the breakdown. And I said, please, and they said, no, thank you. So I went into the bathroom and I wet my hair down and I borrowed somebody's glasses and I went back in. I said, please let me read for Billy. And they're like, oh, okay. So they let me read and I had 5 auditions for that role and the rest is history.
Well, oh my, I love it when somebody says, and the rest is history. Of course, you know there's a lot of history involved in history. I wanted to jump back a little bit. What made you think that acting was something that you wanted to do? Was there a movie or something that you saw or a play?
No, I in second grade, we had a second grade talent show, and I got to play Dopey in Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs.
That's a pretty good part.
Yeah, it was a great part. And it was basically on a stage just like this, this size theater, and the whole school was out there, and I was left on stage by myself, and I was singing hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go by myself, off-key, and the whole audience laughed, and that kind of sucked me in.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, but to make, and where was this? What town was this in?
I lived in Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. So yeah, to make the decision, how old were you when you made the decision and to get in the car and go to L.A.?
Well, I mean, I always wanted to do that. Probably, I don't know, my grandparents lived in Los Angeles, so we used to visit them there, and that was always like a big deal. Like, you'd drive by the Hollywood sign and I'd be like, oh my god, someday I'm gonna be here, I'm gonna live here. So I mean, from a very young age I always wanted to be there. So but you know, I did the right thing, I think, by going to college first and getting a degree in case my career didn't go the way that I wanted it to. And, you know, right after college, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And
what college, what degree?
I went to college in Iowa, and it's a private university called Graceland College. And then I got a degree in communications as well as theater.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Did you, after Dopey, you kept going in high school and junior high and college doing all performances?
Yeah, I did all the school plays, yep.
All the school plays. Mm-hmm. Is it something that you particularly liked, or you did everything?
I mean, I liked it. I used to be a competitive gymnast as well, and that
wow.
helped me get the role of Power Rangers to a degree. And so my parents used to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to send me to gymnastics practice, and I would, you know, go 4 or 5 days after school and do like 4 or 5 hours of training, whatever.
Wow.
And but anyways, I always wanted to be an actor more than a gymnast, even though I was a really good gymnast. So I would skip gymnastics practice without my parents knowing. And I would get on the city bus, and I would take the bus downtown, and I would audition for all the incoming plays, the traveling touring companies that would come in, and they would need like little bit parts to fill. I would go and audition for those, and so every now and then I'd tell my parents, "Hey, I'm in a play," and they'd be like, "Well, how? You know, you've been doing gymnastics. You know, when do you have time to do this?" And I would have to tell them, and they'd get very upset.
Oh,
but. They allowed me to do a few of the plays, but so yeah, I mean, it was always in my heart to be an actor more than anything else.
Was there some of your favorites in terms of those plays? That's really impressive.
I don't know. I mean, I've done so many plays over the years, but I mean, I think the one that really probably didn't make my parents very happy is a touring company of Cinderella came through, and I got the role of the dog. So I got to bark really loud.
I bet you were a great dog.
Yeah. I don't know if I was a great dog, but it was awesome.
Dopey was better, I'm told.
Dopey was a good role, yeah.
Yeah. Now, gymnast was one thing. Did you have any knowledge of martial arts before you went in for...
I mean, obviously I had knowledge of it. I had taken Taekwondo.
Oh, Taekwondo.
When I was in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
So that was about it, though.
Wow. And at the same time of loving acting, did you also love to go to movies and watch television and go to plays as an audience member?
I did. I loved television for sure. I always thought television was my medium more so than film.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed watching television and always related to that and wanted to be on TV shows like Noah Hathaway, who was on a show called Battlestar Galactica. He was like the little kid on Battlestar Galactica. Like, I always wanted to be him. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I'm sort of friends with him. We're on the circuit together, like, on the con circuit together.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. So, yeah. And then plays, like, I can remember my mom worked in the high schools, and so she would take me to see the high school productions of certain musicals, and I just always thought, oh, yeah, I'll do that. But unfortunately, I'm not a good singer.
Oh.
So I never get to do, like, I could never do Broadway or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Oh.
In terms of musical theater.
Right. And so you did no touring musicals? Because those are...
No, I mean, if I had the abilities, I would definitely do it. I would still do it now, but I just don't have that... didn't get the gift of singing.
But you have a certain set of skills, including gymnastics, which I'm sure came in very handy.
Yes, I did have those skills. I'm older now, so I don't do gymnastics.
Have as many skills. They're not as owned as they used to be.
Right.
So, yes, and the rest is history. Again, that famous phrase. However, I know I, for one, I'm always amazed at the process. Once you went out to L.A., how long was it before you got the audition for Power Rangers?
I was only in town for 3 months.
Wow.
So I got really lucky.
Yeah.
But I mean, when I went to LA, I was very determined, and I did things that you're not supposed to do.
Like?
Like go into casting directors' offices and say, hey, I'm here. I want to act. You know, they don't like that.
Yeah.
And so I would do that. And back then, you know, it was really important to figure out ways to get your picture seen, because they get hundreds of pictures coming across their desk. It's even harder now because everything's digital. But I used to sit in my apartment, because I had no furniture, on the floor with magazines and glue and envelopes, and I would cut and I would make really elaborate envelopes, collages on top of the envelopes.
Oh, man.
So that when they got those, there's no way that they could not open it, you know? So that helped me. And I just think because I was creating that energy, that's what brought Power Rangers to me so quickly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there was thousands of people that auditioned for that show, and, you know, I'm one of the lucky five, eventually six.
Yeah, so did you go out for anything before Power Rangers happened?
Yeah, I mean, I got several auditions. One was for a sitcom. God, I wish I could remember. And I lost it to Jay Moore. So Jay Moore got the role because he was an up-and-coming comic at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, so there was that. But you know,
did you get a job that so many actors have to get before they?
Oh yeah, was a room service waiter at one of the nicest, like a really nice hotel on the Sunset Strip in L.A., like where a lot of actors like Pierce Brosnan and River Phoenix before he passed away, like all these people lived there. So that, it was cool, but I worked the graveyard shift, so I would start at 11 and get off at 7 in the morning, I think it was, or 8 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would not really sleep and go on auditions during the day. So, you know, you kind of have to do what you got to do to survive, and that's what I did. But it was very short-lived. We filmed the original pilot. I moved to L.A. in May. We started auditioning in August, September. We filmed the original pilot in October, but we didn't actually go till series until January. So, you know, there were sporadic areas of where I had to work as a room service waiter, but it was very, in the scheme of things, it was only 6 months.
And you also knew things were happening outside of, things were getting ready. I mean, what the process must have been like a dream. I mean, you must have been, tell me a little bit about the details of and the rest was history. In that, you did 5 auditions, you said?
5 auditions for the role of Billy,
and
8 auditions overall. Yeah.
And they consisted of both physical and lines.
The first auditions are just based on look. Like really, that's all. You walked in, and they'd be like, "Okay, so you look like the character." They might have you read a line or two, but it was really based on look. And then they would ask you, "Are you a martial artist, a gymnast, or a dancer?" You would say yes, and then like on the second round, you kind of had to do like a little gymnastics or dancing or martial arts along with looking like your character. And then the third part was like the third audition, like when I had my last audition as Jason, it was like everything. And I could just tell that there was better candidates than me, and that's why I knew they weren't going to cast me. So, and then I kind of had to go through the same thing for the role of Billy. And then like I think on audition 5, they narrowed it down to probably, it must have been like 50 people, like 10 of each character.
Mm.
And then they took us to a gym. And that's when Haim Saban, the creator of the show, he came. And he basically sat on like a, you know, a bicycle and sat there and bicycled.
Mm.
And everybody had to do like basically a physical audition, like tumble, do a gymnastics kata, do a dance routine kind of thing. And he would just sit there and watch all that. And then from there, they kind of narrowed it down more. And then the very last audition is when we went to what they call network. So you have to go before the network, and the network makes the final decision.
Mm.
And they had 3 casts. So there's 3 separate casts for the final audition. And we all had to go in and do our little groups before the network. And luckily, I was in the number one choice.
Wow. And when you did the kata and the dance and the, do you have to come up with that yourself, or they teach you a routine that
no,
you have to create?
No, it's basically they wanted to see what you bring to the table.
Wow.
So you know, you had to really make sure you were doing something spectacular. So I was a really good flipper. So and I was really fast. I think if you watch Power Rangers the movie, you'll see me and Amy Jo flipping through, and people are always, "Is that you guys?" And they're like, "Yeah, it was totally us." So you know, I did like 7 flips in a row and finished it off with like a back and all that kind of stuff. So,
were you prepared for the mental strength that you needed to go into a room with 10 others of your characters? I mean, how did you approach that? Just like, I'm just going to do the best I can, or I'm going to beat these guys? Or
yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm really competitive, like I'm going to beat these guys
good,
kind
good.
Of thing. That's not in my nature.
Good.
But I don't know. I just trusted myself, and I knew that I was saying the line different. That's the one thing that I knew that's made me stand out. I knew I was saying a line different than the way that everybody else was saying it, and I guarded that line with my life because I didn't want anybody to hear how I was saying it. And that, I know that's part of why I got the role, because I nailed that line, and I was the only one that was making the line make sense. Like if you watch Power Rangers, you know my character said some really crazy lines and had some affirmative, had some really crazy things. Like, and I'm not an intelligent scientist like Billy was. I had to sit and look through a dictionary to figure out what my character was saying half the time. So, you know, but I do know, like, I really worked on my audition lines hard, and I know there was just, I don't even remember the line.
I was going, that was my next question.
I wish I remembered the line, but I probably have it buried somewhere in my attic.
If it occurs to you, it's any point during the, just go.
I don't think it'll occur to me, but the only line I remember is from the original pilot, and that's a fully sentient multifunctional automaton. And then I say, how prodigious, after that. So I remember that line. But
So where were you? How did you find out that you got the part?
They call you.
They do call you.
Yeah, you don't find out right then and there. They have to, the network has to go through, and then because the network, they might like four people in the cast, but they don't like, let's say they didn't like me, they could pick somebody else from those other casts and stick him in. So they had to go through that whole process, but luckily, the five of us that auditioned together stayed together. And we got really close over the auditioning process. Like, we would go off and eat lunch and rehearse together and all that. So it's kind of a cool thing. And then, you know, we got to film the original pilot, and then we got to go to series together. So it was just fun for all of us because it was our first show, and we all got to go through the ride of fame and coming up in fame together.
And it was new to you. You hadn't done a television show before, right?
Not on that level, no. Yeah. So, yeah, it was new to all of us. It was a great learning ground. And, you know, I couldn't ask for, I guess, a better experience in some ways.
Yeah, in some ways. Now, the pilot, it's a half-hour show? Was it a half-hour pilot?
Yeah.
And how long did you work on that? How long did it take them to film that?
Well, because it's intercut with Japanese footage the first season, like all the footage, action stuff and costume was from the Japanese show. Like for us to film the original pilot, we filmed for 5 days, and then they cut the footage in. So normally it probably would have been like a 10 or 11, 12-day shoot.
Right.
So it's usually half the time.
It boggles my mind what that was like. It's so exciting to be on a show, of course, but you don't see the show for a long time. You don't know how the show is going to go.
Right.
So what was the process until it went to series? You said you had to go back to work sometimes.
Yeah, I had to go back to being a room service waiter after we filmed the pilot.
And then once the series went, how did that feel? I mean, I hate how did that feel questions, but I'm going to ask it anyway. When you heard you were going to series?
Obviously, that's very exciting because that's what I moved to LA to be, as an actor. And so I can legitimately say I'm a working actor. So, like, there's so many jaded people in Los Angeles. Like, they'll say, what do you do for a living? And you say, I'm an actor. And they're like, well, what do you really do? You know? And I could literally say, I'm an actor. You know, I'm on the series. So, so that felt good. And then, you know, we knew we were picked up for 40 episodes. Mm. So we knew we were going to film 40 episodes, so that was exciting. And then, but we filmed almost the entire first season before they even started airing it on Fox, on the Fox Kids Network, whatever. So we had no gauge as to how the show was going to go. The network was just taking a leap of faith and just saying, okay, we'll film 40 episodes, we'll see what happens. If it doesn't go well, at least there's 40 episodes, kids will kind of watch it. But once it started airing, it went really well. Thank you, guys. And then they immediately picked up another 20 episodes for season one. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And it was still basically 5 days a week per episode?
It was, you mean filming-wise?
Yeah.
No. When we actually started filming the series, we filmed 4 episodes at one time, which is called a cluster. Everything for those 4 episodes that are shot in the command center, you go to the command center and you film those 4 episodes. And then you move to the juice bar, gym, Angel Grove Youth Center. We would film everything for those 4 episodes in that set, and then we just keep moving set to set to set, and then go out on location and film all the locations. So when you break it all down, and that takes, to film a cluster of 4 episodes, takes about 2 to 2.5 weeks. Mm. But when you break it down, it's like you film an episode in 2 to 2.5 days.
Right.
So it's a crazy schedule. We were filming a lot faster than most TV shows, and most TV shows like film anywhere from 3 to 5 pages a day, and we were filming more like 10 pages a day.
Mm.
So it's pretty intense.
So the whole process of the first season took up how many months, if you recall?
I mean, it ended up taking up the whole year because we got picked up for another 20 episodes. So we started rehearsals in January, started filming in February. The show, we filmed all the way up through September, and that's when the show started airing in August, at the end of August, beginning of September, and it shot right to number one, became like crazy worldwide phenomenon, and they picked us up for another 20, so we started filming that, and Christmas came, and your parents were going nuts, fighting with each other at Walmart and Target, and getting in fights, and all about the toys.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was pretty intense.
So by then, I would imagine you've had an agent?
Yeah, I got an agent. I didn't have an agent when I went on the original auditions,
right.
But when the show started becoming successful, I met with multiple agents and kind of chose the one that I thought would be a good fit.
Now, was promotion a complimentary or a conflicting or both situation? I mean, they had you promote the show, did they not, or...
No,
you didn't do any events like this?
No, they wouldn't. They were very against us doing events like this. They didn't want us... I mean, I think the reason behind that is because they did not want us to be famous. They needed to keep us under their thumb so we wouldn't get big heads and we wouldn't ask for more money.
So I gather that was the negative part of... Because you alluded to it wasn't all positive.
No, I mean, there was... No. I mean, it's a great... To be here 20 years later, mm-hmm. 24 years later, and maybe even...
What's 4 years between friends? Come on.
Exactly. You know, it's very humbling.
Yeah.
And, you know, 20-some years ago when we started this, we'd never in a million years thought that Power Rangers would have the impact that it had on so many people's lives. And you guys tell me stories every day of how the Power Rangers affected you. And it's really... I take it very personally and take it to heart because so many people say that they came from bad, broken homes or they were abused by their parents, but Power Rangers is like their one saving grace, like they could count on that in their childhood. So, you know, that's very, I don't know how not to not get emotional about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I take it very seriously and it's very humbling and because of my character, Billy, I've met so many people that have gone on to be scientists and paleontologists and doctors and just like all these random awesome things, like these crazy scientists that I'm like, really, that exists? I didn't know you could do that. Like literal rocket scientists. It's awesome. So, and so many people got into martial arts. I was walking on the street here last night and walking back from Starbucks because I'm addicted to Starbucks. Am I supposed to say Dunkin' Donuts on the East Coast?
You can say whatever you want to.
But anyways, this girl, like, she's running down the street and she stops me and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't want to interrupt your life, but I just have to tell you. And she went on about this whole spiel about how much Power Rangers meant to her, and she's working out at a UFC gym,
mm-hmm.
and she just got done working out, and she's like, I'm in my 30s. She's just like little woman, like little girl, but she's like, I love Power Rangers so much, and I love you guys, and I just started at the UFC gym like last week because Power Rangers mean so much to me. And so it was just like, it's so awesome that she took the time to chase me down and, you know, she wanted to share all that with me. And so, like, it was really awesome. She said she wouldn't be able to be here this weekend because she has to work, but I just thought that was really cool. We come across that every day.
Yep. So the series is going. Did it change? Did they change the approach? Did they start training you? Or how did the shows go down, or was it the same thing from beginning to end?
Pretty much the same thing. I mean, because I was a gymnast and Amy Jo was a gymnast, they trained her and I for like a good month, like the whole month of January before we started filming. We kind of worked on television martial arts, you know, just like trying to learn different things for TV.
Do you know who taught you and what did they teach you?
Well, we had a stunt coordinator and the stunt team, and then Jason Frank was cast in that process, and he started coming in and working with us. And so like Jason Frank, I would say, taught me and Amy Jo probably the most. I don't know. So, yeah. But we had a whole amazing stunt team and stunt crew that were awesome, and they really worked with us a lot.
As you became more successful, did they give you more responsibility on the show, or is it remained the live action?
I don't know
if
they gave us more responsibility, but they trusted. I mean, as they trusted me as an actor to say, oh, my character would do this or my character wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's pretty much all it came down to. Like, we'd get the script and you know, I could kind of have a say in how the character was going.
And all filmed in L.A.?
Everything, for the most part, was filmed in Los Angeles, yeah. Except for the movie, we went to Australia and filmed
I was going, we got it, I wanted to finish the TV show. And
okay.
Then, when did the movie happen within the history of the TV show?
Well, in 1995 is when we went and filmed it, and then it actually was released the same year, so that was pretty crazy.
Was the show still going at that time, or did they have a new iteration yet?
No, it was still going at the time, and we were only supposed to be in Australia for 3 months filming the film, and we ended up having to reshoot a lot of the film, because the studio wasn't happy with it. And so because of that, that pushed us back, not only on the film, but on the TV show. So then they started making us film the movie and the TV show at the same time.
Oh, jeez.
So it was pretty grueling.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you have to go and do your voiceover work on the TV show. Like, whenever you see us in costume, we have to go back and we have to put our voices over it. So all the episodes that had been edited together that were getting ready to air in the States, we had to go in and do our voiceover work on top of it. So it was like doing three jobs.
Did they send you? Can you do that all in Australia, or did you have to go back to L.A. to do
the
voiceover work?
No, they found a place in Australia for us to do it.
Yeah. So what? How did you feel when they suddenly went, you're doing a movie?
Well, obviously that's really exciting for any actor to know that you're on a TV, on a hit TV show, and it's such a hit that they want to make a movie out of it. It's pretty awesome. And as a young 20-something actor, very cool. And then to say, then when they tell you you're going to go to Australia to film it, it's like, wow, like I'm living the life.
Yeah.
You know?
So if you're able or willing to say, what did the people, the powers be, not like about the original film that required reshoots?
Well, what had happened is Gabrielle Fitzpatrick, who was cast as Dulcia, she was originally cast, but she got sick in the pre-production process. Mm-hmm. And so she had to go to the emergency room. She had to go through this huge, horrible ordeal. Mm. And so they had to recast that role, and they cast Mariska Hargitay. I can't ever say Haggerty, whatever.
Hargitay,
you know who,
right.
You know who, yeah. Mariska is. She's on
SVU.
SVU.
Yeah.
So they cast her in the role, and she just brought a different energy and a different element than Gabrielle would have. And so, you know, I don't think she was per se the issue, but because there was other things, like some of the monsters that they created weren't working and stuff like that. So Gabrielle got better, and I guess the director kind of heard that and just said, you know, I think we need to bring her back. And so they let Mariska go and brought Gabrielle back, and we had to reshoot a lot of the stuff that we had shot with Mariska with Gabrielle.
Yeah, so it had nothing to do with you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't replaced.
Replace
so.
You with Chris Maloney.
No, that'd be a different movie, I guess.
As an objective critic, if there is such a thing, all the Power Rangers movies, I felt yours, the first, was the best. It's, to my mind, is still the best Power Rangers movie.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all you're going to say?
I'll take it.
You'll take it?
Did you see the new one, though?
I did.
Oh, okay. And you're even within that, you're saying that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's more money and it's a different approach on the new one, but in terms of what the Power Rangers that you guys established and what the original series established, the new one is not a Power Rangers movie.
Okay.
So that's my estimation, but that's neither. I'm not going to ask you your opinion because you're still a working actor, are you not?
At times, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I loved the new movie, though. I thought it was great.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's things, you know, I wrote a review for 2 Fab News, whatever, and, you know, I just said I wish they had included the theme song a little bit more.
Yes.
Some of you haven't seen it, so I'll shut my mouth. I don't want to ruin it.
But I'll be happy to tell you.
No. Yeah, the more sequence, the music, and it would have been cool if they would have just done a little bit more with wearing the colors, just to make it a little cheesier, you know?
Yeah.
So, but other than that, I thought the actors were awesome.
I agree with that.
I didn't think I would, but I loved Elizabeth Banks as Rita.
I
was
too.
A little skeptical, but I thought she nailed it, and, you know, all of the actors were great.
Nothing was wrong with the actors or the acting.
Just the little things here.
Or the production stuff. A little work on the script might have been nice to make it more justified. But enough of that. So let us go on with...
Does anybody want to ask me any questions?
Yes.
I don't want to sit here and bore you. If you do, just come up to the podium.
Yeah. There's a mic there.
There's a mic. We'll act like city council members.
How are you doing? Long time fan, still watching on Netflix, great.
Come up to the mic so everybody can hear you.
Closer?
Yep, there you go.
So my question was, I gotta remember now. For the last movie, spoilers, did everyone see it or? Another question. How long did you guys double shoot the show into the series one?
You mean double shoot the movie?
And, yeah.
Oh, you mean put the Japanese footage into our TV
right.
show? Is that what you mean? Well, I mean, the first season definitely is all Japanese footage. But after that, we kind of had to start shooting everything in the U.S. because we pretty much used all the Japanese footage for the Super Sentai series.
Seasons in, right?
Yeah.
Was the first season of Power Rangers.
Exactly.
Right.
And then when Jason Frank became popular on the show, because he was only supposed to be in a certain amount of episodes, and then he was going to get his own spin-off show, which was VR Troopers. But because he was so popular, they had to leave him on our show. And so that kind of created a dilemma with the footage, and so we had to start making everything in the U.S. So only for the first season for the most part, and then we started filming everything. From then on.
And that whole thing with you being the Gold Ranger, was that a teaser, or were they still just trying to bounce around between you and Jason?
Actually, even they didn't even know who was going to be the Gold Ranger. They didn't even know it was going to be Austin. So it definitely wasn't going to be me, but they used me to tease the audience. But it was actually Brad Hawkins, who was on VR Troopers, was actually a very strong contender to be the Gold Ranger. But I think Austin had called and wanted to come back to the show, and so they brought Austin back, Jason, the character Jason, back as the Gold Ranger.
Wow. And did you guys have an option of, like, jumping into the next season as your Ranger, into, like, the current, because I know some of the Rangers kept going, like, Tommy, he kept being, like, a Dino Thunder.
Yep.
Did you guys have options, like, to come back in?
I quit, so no.
Oh.
And then I think after I left, after they finished with Zio and they moved into Turbo, I believe another actor was let go, and was replaced.
Oh.
So, but I think everybody from Zio carried over except for one character.
Thank you.
Good question.
Awesome, yeah.
Tell me your first name again.
Excuse me?
What was your first? Oh, no, let me, no, no, L Superman.
L Superman.
Okay, L dot Superman. I knew I had it. Okay.
Next question, please.
Just quickly getting, touching on the new movie, I was wondering what your take was on the new interpretation of Billy. You know, it was kind of different from the original, so, like, do you have any specific thoughts on how they went about it?
I was really excited by RJ's performance, and I'm really excited what they did with the character of Billy. I think it's cool that he's on the spectrum, and they're addressing the issue of autism or Asperger's and all that kind of stuff. So I'm totally pleased, and I mean, he nailed that role, and I think he's the most popular character right now.
Yeah.
So. Yep. So. Kudos to him. I'm not going to say anything about it. I mean, he and I became friends over the process, and we went to lunch several times and talked. And I mean, I never gave him advice or anything like that, but I think he's a really talented actor, and I'm really proud of him.
Why did you leave the show?
Why did I leave the show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a long, dramatic story.
Yeah.
So, anybody else have
a question?
That
you don't want to say. There you go.
We can come back to it later. Does anybody else have a question?
Yeah,
come on up.
We can wrap up with that.
It's all right, you can stand in line behind him.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Which parts of California did you film Power Rangers in?
What parts of California?
Yeah, in Los Angeles, because I have relatives there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, we filmed the first two seasons in a city called Culver City, and then we moved the show out about 30 miles away to a city called Valencia. So those are the two main cities that we filmed.
Okay. One more question about one of the beach fights episodes. Was one of the scenes filmed at a beach called Leo Carrillo?
We filmed a lot of stuff at a place called Leo Carrillo, yep. Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there a lot with my grandparents.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, a good place to film. Thank you. Who's up?
Hi, I'm Anthony. I was wondering, what was your favorite episode to film?
Okay, I'll answer. Okay, before we go on, if your name is Anthony, raise your hand. One. Only two of you?
No, I'm Anthony, too. Two is part of my name.
No, I know. I've met like 10 Anthonys today, so it just makes me laugh. So it's a good New York name. So what was my favorite episode to film?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I did 200 episodes, so it's sort of hard to choose. But I will say most of the episodes that we filmed in the first season all mean the most to me. So Power Ranger Punks was a lot of fun, where Billy and Kimberly become punks. Switching Places, where Billy and Kimberly switch personalities, was a lot of fun to film. The Food Fight episode was a blast, with Pudgy Pig, all that good stuff. So those are probably like my three top contenders. Also the one called Madame Woe, where Billy has his first girlfriend named Marge. That was a lot of fun to film as well. So does that help answer your question?
Yeah, and also, you know, out of all the monsters that were introduced, what do you think was one of your favorite monsters?
Well, I like that we fought a purse once. I always thought that was interesting. And I believe we fought a lipstick once. So
I always found that interesting that it would take like things from your lives and they turn them into monsters.
Turn into monsters, right?
Like, yeah, when they turn Kimberly's spinning wheel into
yeah,
the
right?
Like, oh my god.
Yeah, well, we had to base that off of Japanese footage too, so blame the Japanese.
That's all their fault.
It is. They always come up with crazy stuff. Watch Japanese anime. Great question. I will say, it's better to ask questions because you may win a prize.
Ooh, so, you know,
if there's any incentive. Paolo, yes, good to see you again.
Did you get to keep any of the movie suits, movie props, when you read or something?
I don't know. Are you recording this?
Okay, let's record him recording
that. No, you can record it. did we get to keep anything? No. Did I acquire things? Yes. Yes, I have my, from the movie, I took my ninja suit. So on the last day of filming, here come the cops, they're going to arrest me. On the last day of filming, Jason Frank, I blame him, just told me, you know, you should take it, dude, just take it. So I stuck my ninja suit in my suitcase, and we had to film a scene. We had to film that day, and then they were taking us, me and Jason and Amy Jo, immediately to the airport. So there was nothing they could do, you know. They couldn't say, bring that back, you can't take that. So I was halfway across the world by the time they figured it out. But so I have that, and then when Zordon is laying in his crystal bed, when he's dying, I took a few of the crystals. But foolishly, at one of the first Comic-Cons that I did, like in 2010, I thought, oh, that's a cool prize. I'll give that to somebody. So I gave away all my crystals from Zordon's.
Aww.
So and those poor people, you know, I tell them what it's from, but they probably don't even care. So, but yeah, I mean, from the TV show, I kept a gold, when they were teasing that I was going to be the Gold Ranger, like another one of Billy's girlfriends made a gold statue of Billy because she thought he would be a good Gold Ranger, and they did let me keep that. They gave that to me. Oh, and I forgot, there was another episode where I become a piece of cardboard with Trini's cousin.
Yeah.
That was a really scary episode. No Clowning Around, I think it was called,
yes,
or something like that. There was a big, large cutout of me going like this. They let me keep that as well. And I carried that thing around for probably 15 years. And finally, one of the hands broke off, so I just chucked it.
Aww.
But that's it. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank
all
you
right.
Very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Here look they
out.
Come now.
Look out. Go ahead.
I'm Sean.
Sean?
So, yeah, you left the show during the...
Zio.
Yeah,
Zio,
right?
Mm-hmm.
After you left, did you like continue to watch any of the episodes or anything like that?
I don't want you to get mad at me, Sean. but just so you know, I've never watched the episodes of Power Rangers, even the ones that I was in. So I maybe have seen two. But yeah, it's hard as an actor to watch yourself. But then moving on, I mean, I was an adult, and Power Rangers isn't really a show that I gravitate towards. So I haven't. But I guess now that you're making me feel guilty, I should. Because you're looking at me very disappointed. Mm. Did you want to tell me, like, another season that you liked a lot?
I've been trying to watch all the ones that I haven't watched yet.
Yeah, have you watched a lot of them?
Yeah, I've watched up to Lightspeed Rescue, and I'm finishing.
Well, you probably still have about 400 more episodes to go. There's like 20-some seasons of Power Rangers, but good job. I appreciate you being a diehard fan. Like, you want to see it all, so that's cool. Awesome. Thank you, Sean. And sorry if I disappointed you.
Hi, I'm Anthony, too.
Oh. That's what I'm talking about.
So, you said back that you got favorite episodes. Was there any episode that you just wanted to be over, like, during filming?
There was only one episode that I was really scared about, and I can't remember the name, but it had to be in the first season, because they wanted me to act like an ape, and like as an actor, I was like, this is the part I hate, because like when you take acting classes, they want you to act like animals and feel the animal, become the animal, and I just always hated it. And so because I hated it, I thought, oh, the universe brought this episode to me where I have to be like So I was panicking and sweating. And then like the day that I showed up on set to film it, they rewrote it and they made Walter's character, Zach, had to do it. So I was like, oh, this is cool. But that was the only episode like leading up to it. Like, oh, God, I don't want to do this. I want this to be over with. I'm going to make a fool of myself. But I didn't have to end up doing it. So it's cool. I don't remember what that was, but otherwise I enjoyed it. I surrendered to the moment. Thank you, Anthony.
Anthony 2.
Anthony 2, I'm sorry.
What's going on, David? My name is Todd. I was just wondering, when you initially heard the idea of the Power Rangers, or it was presented to you, or even when you got the role, did you think that it would have such a positive, lasting effect on like the audience and young adults and kids that grew up?
Yeah, I mean, as I said earlier, like, never in a million years would I have ever thought that show would have the kind of impact that it did, especially if you watch the original pilot that we filmed and how ridiculous it is. And, you know, when we morphed, we looked like ourselves, and then we turned into dinosaurs. It was really bizarre. So, no. The answer is no, but I think it's really awesome because it's like an unexpected surprise. I don't even think, there's no way the creator, Haim Saban, could have thought that would be, you know, the impact that it had. So it's a really nice surprise, and I think it's awesome because our show did try to teach people morals, and what was awesome about us too, the original cast, is that we were so ethnically diverse, and we were coming from different backgrounds, and we could all be friends together, and I thought that was really important to show to people that we could all get along together, and we still need that, unfortunately, in our world right now. So, I mean, I think that was what was really cool about our show, and I think there was just so many elements going on that you guys as kids love, like the colors, the dinosaurs, we were superheroes, we were ethnically diverse, you could relate to any and all of us if you wanted to, so... It's awesome, but no, none of us had any kind of idea that we'd be here 20 years later talking to you.
24.
And now talking to some of your kids. It's crazy.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Todd. I know you don't know what any of the Power Rangers books, but did you ever watch any of the Super Sentai counterparts from
your No, I mean, they showed us two... They showed us, I don't remember what I think because we kept asking, well, what is the show from? Like, because we had no idea. But, like, it was way late in the first season. We were at one of our producers' house having, like, a party of some form. And they showed us, like, they had actually filmed a different pilot of Power Rangers that Haim had tried to sell, like, 6 years before ours. Like, he had this idea for so many years, and he kept trying to sell it, and nobody would buy it. But he shot it with, like, an older group of, like, people in their 20s. And so they let us watch that pilot, and it was just funny because they were roller skating and riding bikes and had short shorts on, and it was just like, it was funny. It was like something out of the 80s, like Chips. And then they showed us a couple episodes of the Super Sentai as well. And I just thought, wow, that's like way different than our TV show. It's like really dark and bloody and not cool, you know? So, I mean, it's cool as an adult, but it obviously isn't geared towards kids. So, but those are the only two episodes I've seen. Long story short, sorry.
And then when you went through the different powers, which ones were your favorite from the different swords and...
I mean, I think I'll always be true to Triceratops, but having the wolf in the movie was pretty cool. And I gotta say, you know, not too many people can pull off a unicorn like I can. I was really, I don't know, it's kind of fortuitous that I got the unicorn. But that was interesting how the universe works sometimes, you know? So, but that, yeah, the Triceratops always.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, thank you.
Hello.
Hey.
You mentioned you've been doing, you started like the convention circuit in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I thought it was sooner than that, I didn't realize 2010. What's it been like when you got into that whole scene, you know, touring? I was lucky enough to like see you guys a couple times ago, you and most of the original set, or the original cast.
Where did you see us at?
In Long Island, in
the
playing museum, or like the
yep.
variation.
Yep.
So I know... everybody's schedules, it's like tough getting everybody together. Was it like, I think that was, you know, the most they've had at once with all you guys together?
There's probably only four of us there.
Oh, yeah, I think it was like four.
So it was probably Austin, Walter, and Karen, and myself.
Yep. So what was it like getting onto that all soon?
I've always been in touch with all of them for the most part. I mean, I lost touch with Austin for a while because he was overseas in Afghanistan helping the troops out, you know, and God bless him for doing that. But, you know, we've all kind of remained friends over the years. So I know to you guys it seems like it's a reunion, but to us it's just like, oh, hey. So, I mean, Walter and I live in Los Angeles and we do see each other, and Amy Jo and I are really good friends. She lives in Canada, but she and I vacation together all the time in the summer, and when she comes to LA, she stays with me. And Jason Frank, same kind of deal. He's in Texas, but we text every day and I talk to everybody, so it's like we're all good friends still. So, you know, when we're doing... Yeah, and then we were all at the premiere together, which was pretty awesome. So yeah, we get along.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you. Oh, my little girl.
What was your favorite Power Ranger memory from the Power Ranger show?
What was my favorite Power Ranger memory from the Power Ranger show? Well, I have a lot, but I will say today, my favorite Power Ranger memory is you. Because you're dressed up as the Blue Ranger like no other. And I know you're a big fan, so I like you a lot. And you like science, which makes me like really excited. So I know you're going to become like a big scientist and you're going to maybe cure cancer or something like that. Do something good with your life, right? But otherwise, I just had a good time being a Power Ranger. It's fun to be a superhero. So getting to go to work every day and beat up monsters was a lot of fun. Especially when they look like a purse. Is that cool?
Your pen is really good. I have not seen Power Ranger pen.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, right? I actually, you know, it's kind of cheesy that I have this pen, but it's like one of the best pens I've ever had. It writes really dark and thick, and I like it. So I'm glad you have one too. So whenever you write, you can think of me, and now when I write with this pen, I'll think of you, okay? Thank you, Cordelia. Okay.
I had no idea how to follow that one up. That was horrible. I don't really have a question. Honestly, I just want to say that Billy the Blue Ranger was like an icon to me. I was always a nerdy kid and such, and I felt like Billy was very much my spirit animal in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, and then, you know, years later when, you know, you came out of the closet and you started talking about, you know, some of the difficulties that you face on set and things like that, It just, it spoke to me on a whole different level, because I always did feel like the outsider, even just being, you know, nerdy and such, and then also, you know, I'm bisexual, so it was, when I found that out, I'm like, oh my god, like, I felt such a connection that I never felt with a TV character, and, you know, of course, with the actor associated with it before.
Right.
And, I don't know, it's like, I'm like, right now. This is ridiculous. I can do both speaking and everything else, but right now I'm banging so hard it's ridiculous. That's all I have.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, and I take everything that you say to heart. Obviously, it means a lot to me, and I know I did the right thing when I did come out in 2010 as well, because there were so many teenage suicides going on at that time, and a lot of those suicides stem from people dealing with their sexuality. And being bullied for that. So, you know, it means a lot to me to hear stuff like that because it makes me know that I did the right thing. And if I can make anybody's life easier and help people feel better about themselves, obviously that is what I want to do. So all of you, you know, you're awesome people, and I hope that you know that, and you have a right to be here, and you have a right to be who you are and express who you are and just be happy. So thank you. I'll be your spirit animal. Okay, I think we have time for one more question. And you're it. Make it good.
Hi. Huge inspiration. Thank you so much. My name is Catherine. I was just wondering, so the one stunt I have a question about.
Okay.
And also, following that with what was your favorite stunt.
Okay.
Did you do the skydiving stunt?
You guys, everybody thinks we did. But we didn't.
So, I mean, that's the only one.
No, a lot of people think that, you know, it's so funny to think, like, yeah, of course, they're just going to let actors jump out of a plane, and, you know, and that we're all experienced skydivers. We can just pull our own cord. No, obviously, we couldn't do that. But, you know, what they did was we're in a big hangar, and they had a body of a plane, and we filmed inside the body of the plane, and then we just jump out, and there's a mat there, and we land on the mat. And then they go with real skydivers and film that whole sequence. And then when you see us landing in the park, they did put us on cables and pull us way up into the air and then let it go, and we would come in and land. So, you know, it's movie magic.
Yeah.
So we sort of skydive, but not really.
But what's your favorite stunt throughout everything?
The one that I like the best that didn't probably get covered the way that I would have wanted it covered is in the movie, when we first meet, before we meet Dulcea, but in that scene when we meet Dulcea, we're getting attacked by the birds, the Tengus, and I had to hit a trampoline and do a flip over a bird, which was a little bit more dangerous than it really sounds because the birds are on wires, so I had to jump through the wire doing the flip. So, and then there was a rock. Like, I didn't have a lot of room to stop. So, that was one of my favorite stunts, and I wish it would have been covered from a different angle, and it's so quick in the movie, I'm like, gosh, you know, it was a very stressful stunt, but it was whatever. But, you know, I guess that would be it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody, please give a round of applause.
Okay, so I have two prizes to give away. So I guess just based on your name, El Superman, and because you seem like a cool guy, I'm going to give you, it's a Power Rangers comic book that's autographed by me. It's the Blue Ranger Samurai Edition number 3. Yeah,
you can step on anything you want.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure, buddy. And I guess Anthony number 2.
Yeah. The two did it.
So I'm going to give you a Power Ranger, Blue Ranger, can cozy. Also autographed by me. You can get it. Thank you.
Now please.
if you haven't come down to my table to meet me, please do. You don't have to buy anything. There's no pressure. If you don't have money, don't worry about it. You can shake my hand, and I'll give you a hug and all that good stuff. But I'm down there to take pictures. I'm down there to sign autographs and just to meet you. So I will be taking a short break right after this because I haven't braked yet, so I'll probably be back at my table at 2:30 if you want to come and meet me then, okay? But otherwise, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being here. Thank you for being a fan of Power Rangers. We appreciate you. We love you.
There you go. And use your brain for the track out.
Okay, break it up. Break it up. For now.
You don't give up, do you?
Listen in next time for more Film Fun Frenzy and Friends. Until then, check out actionfilmautopsy.com, where the excitement never ends.